Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for taking us along with you. We do appreciate that. Austin, don't want to forget about it. If you're in the north end of Escambia County, up towards the Century area tonight, I wanted to drop this in. If you're in the Century area, the Century Town Council will meet and consider increasing the mayor's spending limit by only 4,900%.
Is that all?
Just a little drop there. Also, the council will consider hiring a town administrator and financial services director. That is going on tonight up north in Century.
All right. And you know what? Since it's already knocking on the door at 6:15, I guess I'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off of your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. All right, looking at the roads here, as we often do at this hour, seeing a lot of the issues we had die down. However, there are still some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, be on the lookout for those two spots. Outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 40. Is this going to refresh? 46. There it is. 46 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 56. And late Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday, got about a 40% chance of showers coming in.
Okay, 6:15, News Radio 92.3. City's starting to look pretty darn nice. A lot of the decorations up and folks really getting behind that. And well, Pensacola is not the only place. The U.S. Capitol will soon shine brightly, bringing holiday cheer to the district. Fox's Christian Goodwin has a little bit of holiday cheer for you.
The 80-foot U.S. Capitol Christmas tree will be lit during a special ceremony starting at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Sitka spruce from Alaska's Tongass National Forest will glow on the west lawn from dusk to 11 p.m. local time each day through January 1st. According to the U.S. Forest Service, this marks the 60th lighting of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, but it's the first year Americans were able to vote online for a name, choosing Spruce Wayne. Each year, a tree is chosen from a different national forest. Last year's was from West Virginia, and the year prior, North Carolina. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right. Well, isn't that cute? Spruce Wayne. How about that? All right. I mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour, of course, with the whole Hunter Biden being pardoned stuff. We're getting a variety of different reactions to it, including from New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He didn't state his opinion clearly in a Tuesday news conference, but he made where he stands perfectly clear. He read from the New York Times not once but twice. The paper said President Biden and President-elect Donald Trump now agree on one thing. The Biden Justice Department has been politicized. And he laughed and said, if it's in the New York Times, it has to be true. But meanwhile, you got legal experts saying that the pardoning gives President-elect Trump the political cover to issue widespread pardons to his own allies. And Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn agrees with that, calling the move a case of blatant corruption.
Don't forget about this season, the run amok ranch up in Brad. We talked about this, and you got to check it out. This is absolutely amazing. It's open again this year. Tens of thousands of Christmas lights up there, beside the lights, beside the displays, beside everything else. The real star of the show, of course, is the goats in pajamas.
Yes.
Got to see him up there.
As if they weren't funny looking enough.
Another thing about this is you think you're going to get by with just sitting in the car driving through. Forget it. This is a walk-through event, not a drive-through. So bring your walking shoes. The ranch is located at 4951. This is Rigby Road up in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open Thursday through Saturdays through December. Gates open at 5:30. They shut it down about 8:30. But check out the goats in pajamas.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Several weeks ago, Pensacola Councilman Charles Baer said he wasn't getting the chance to discuss important issues with Mayor D.C. Reeves and even complained that he hadn't been invited to the mayor's weekly press conferences. Well, Mayor Reeves has since stressed that all council members were welcome at his press conferences and asked him to pass along any info they wanted to present to the public. Councilman Baer reacted, saying that a phone call would have sufficed.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. The mayor kind of added on to that. He, in fact, he provided all seven council members with those invitations, which I thought was kind of neat.
Yeah.
It was all kind of a chuckling type mood.
In all seriousness, of course, anytime that you guys want to come participate in any type of way that we can share something in your community, of course I kid, but feel free to share that with us, or if there's any message we can get out for you.
I just thought he was saying, or get out.
Yeah, you got a problem with
just
it.
Get out of here. Mayor Reeves was having a good time with that one. So he did. I understand the invitations even came on that expensive heavy stock invitation paper, you know.
Mm.
He went all the way on this one. It was cool.
All righty. It's 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, U.S. Coast Guard with quite a major bust in South Florida. Got details on what exactly it was they found and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. Whoa. News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and a good darn song by ELO.
Man, yes.
That's just good, 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 good stuff, Eric. Hey, what would you think if I said to you, and take it tongue in cheek here, or are you ready?
Yep.
Adrian!
Rocky.
Yeah, you got it. That wasn't too hard, was it?
No.
Rocky Fest begins today in Philadelphia. Jessica Rosenthal has more on what it's all about.
First off, the Rocky bus tour already began Saturday, taking people to spots around town featured in the movie, including the fictional gravesites of Rocky's wife, Adrian, and brother-in-law, Polly. Today, Mural Arts Philadelphia will show a mural series highlighting Philly's so-called real-life Rockies, a mural of people nominated by other people as real-life Rockies. The Southpaw Yappy Hour at the Docks is a pet-friendly happy hour to honor Rocky's relationship with his bull mastiff, Butkus. And Friday, aside from the kickoff of a Rocky Movie Marathon at the Philadelphia Film Center, you can also participate in Rocky Date Night with ice skating at the Penn Ice Rink. We are told activities include the Yo Adrian drink special and a Rocky and Adrian lookalike contest. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some problems on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Michigan Avenue, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 39 tonight, so it's going to get even chillier. Tomorrow, going to be a warmer day. It's still kind of cool, but bearable. High of 64, low of 56. Late Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday, got about a 40% chance of rain.
6:35, about 10 minutes from here. You're going to be discussing the numbers in terms of where the college teams are ranked, and that's coming
unfortunately
down at 6:35. Austin will dissect that for us. You're looking to bring a furry friend into your life this holiday season?
Yes.
You can at the Bissell Pet Foundation, Escambia Animal Welfare, and Santa Rosa County Animal Center, looking to place pets across Northwest Florida, helping them find a forever home for the holidays. The Empty the Shelters Holiday Reduced Free Adoption Event underway right now through December 17th. At shelters all over Northwest Florida. So might want to take that in. You know, of course, President-elect Trump meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau down at Mar-a-Lago here. Not, you know, it wasn't as nice as people thought it was. They show the pictures. I don't know if you saw pictures.
Smiling.
They were at the dinner table, all smiles and things like that. It got pretty heated between the two. And, folks now saying, well, just how heated did this thing get? Well, it may have gotten uncomfortable for an extended period of time. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
A source tells Fox News that while Canada's prime minister made his impromptu dinner visit to President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, the conversation turned a bit awkward. The president-elect already publicly threatened Canada with a 25% tariff if its government didn't step up illegal migration control along the common U.S.-Canada border. But when Trudeau told the president-elect such a tariff would kill the Canadian economy, President-elect Trump suggested the country just become the U.S. 51st state. The source says the comment caused Trudeau to laugh nervously. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, going from the prime minister's job to a governor's position.
What, laugh nervously? Like, what do you mean laugh nervously? It was a joke. Obviously, Canada's not going to be the 51st state. I love how people react in a way. Like, I think Trump could literally say, like, he could dress up as Cat in the Hat. And I think at least one news outlet would say, hey, you know, Trump thinks he's Cat in the Hat.
I think the folks in Puerto Rico would have a say in that and feel pretty bad about being slighted as the 51st.
Yeah, day. They kind of thought that was their game.
I think they're in line for this one here.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, not Justin.
Now Canada's cutting last second?
Oh, boy.
All right, hinted at this before the break. U.S. Coast Guard celebrating a major drug bust after it was offloaded in South Florida. Authorities say more than $180 million worth of cocaine was confiscated in international waters of South and Central America. More than 16,000 pounds of the drug was brought to Port Everglades yesterday. Six suspected smugglers are facing prosecution by the Department of Justice in connection to the latest operation.
So tell me, when you got out of school and you finished up, how many times have you revisited the library?
Not once, my friend.
I didn't think so. Well, let me just put it like this. Your local library could soon become your local health center.
Really?
Fox's Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Turns out, you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I can sum up porch piracy in one word here: annoying.
Indeed.
That's just about, and beside, it is also illegal. Tomorrow, by the way, National Package Protection Day. Aside from adding camera security to your front door, there's other steps you can take to protect those packages. Talk to your neighbors. Let your neighbors know. Got a FedEx delivery coming tomorrow. Could you keep an eye out there for me? Watch for updates from your delivery services. Request a signature on deliveries. Schedule deliveries when you're at home and have deliveries put behind bushes or somewhere they cannot be seen. That is an act that you have to coordinate with your driver. Mm. by the way, would you mind taking that package and hide it behind this bush over here? You want me to do what?
Yeah. Don't try to give someone a complex order. Just, you know, if you need them to hide it, great, but somewhere reasonable.
Hey, it always works if you remember the delivery drivers with a nice little Christmas present.
Ooh.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump have formally asked New York Judge Juan Merchan to dismiss his hush money case. Fox's Gernal Scott reports.
The case at this point has been halted indefinitely by Judge Merchan. That also postponed the court's decision on whether the U.S. Supreme Court's immunity ruling on official acts as president affected the case. The Manhattan DA's office has until next Monday to submit a response.
The president-elect will travel overseas later this week.
The president-elect's first foreign trip since the election will be to G7 ally France. He can't conduct foreign policy officially, but he can go to the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Trump and the Macron team have been ironing out the details for days. The First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, is going to be there as part of the official U.S. delegation.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey in West Palm Beach, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Salesforce were up 7% today after the company reported its fiscal third quarter earnings, revenue, and fourth quarter guidance that exceeded analysts' expectations. The company's revenue grew 8% year over year during the fiscal third quarter with a net income of $1.5 billion. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today with the Dow falling 76, the S&P 500 gained 2, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ set a fresh record gaining nearly 77 points. One of the world's largest budget airlines, Frontier, is said to be adding first-class seats to their cabins starting in September. The pivot in their strategy comes as the industry is battling for first-class customers. And if you have travel plans, today is the day to book them because it's Travel Tuesday. For example, travel site Hopper will have discounts of up to 50% off and deals on over 10,000 hotels. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. This past weekend, NFL on Fox and NFL Network reporter Peter Schrager said Marcus Freeman of Notre Dame is a name to watch for the Chicago Bears head coaching vacancy. I get why Freeman would be interested, but why would the Bears? Let's keep it simple here, Chicago. Only three names should have a chance at getting this job, and those names are Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick, and Ben Johnson. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Time to give peace a chance. And today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
If I could look back in, on my career, that's one of the first songs I think I played on radio.
Really?
This had to be in the 1970 or something like that. Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat.
Yes. And it is a good song.
It's a great song. There's this one commercial on, and I believe it's like Whole Markets or whatever, and Emotions, Best of My Love. They do that track, the song Best of My Love by the Emotions.
Right.
What a great track that is, too. But that was a super one. Yep. Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 6:37. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and you're on stage because you have the numbers and the picks for the rankings for college football.
Yes. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to...
I'm
going to
sit over here and wait.
All right, yeah. Chris, go sit in the corner. I'll take it from here. All right, no. In all seriousness, I'll ring off the top 12. And you know what? Top 15 teams in the bubble, okay?
Go ahead.
So, going down, number 1, Oregon. Number 2, Texas. Number 3, Penn State. Number 4, Notre Dame. Number 5, Georgia. Number 6, Ohio State. Number 7, Tennessee. Number 8, SMU. Number 9, Indiana. And number 10, Boise State. I would say that is a rather agreeable top 10 for the most part. Here's where it gets interesting. Number 11, Alabama. Number 12, Miami. Number 3, Ole Miss. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I started. Thank you for correcting me, Chris. I restarted at number 10. Number 11, Alabama. Number 12, Miami. Number 13, Ole Miss. Number 14, South Carolina. And number 15, Arizona State. My main problem with this, far and away, is Alabama being ranked ahead of Ole Miss. Chris, I told you this during break.
And just think, we only have 22 minutes left until 7 o'clock, so I'll give it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll sum this up best I can, my friend. No, I mentioned this to you during the break. Alabama, last year, they were put ahead of Florida State in the playoffs last moment. Mm-hmm. And the justification for it was, well, Florida State just didn't look tough enough. Alabama did, and these rankings are based off of toughness. That was the argument.
Okay. Not and that why? I agree with it, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all fine with consistency, but they lack that too. Mm-hmm. Because Georgia was still behind Florida State. Georgia went toe-to-toe with Alabama. So was the committee trying to say that Florida State was tough enough to beat Georgia but not Alabama last year, right before the playoffs?
Get those guys on the phone.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. Now we've got Alabama being the last team in if the playoffs were to begin today, and Miami being above Ole Miss when Ole Miss has an objectively better argument and resume. So if these are based off of toughness, how has Miami proven that they are visibly tougher than Ole Miss, but they're not visibly tougher than Bama? It doesn't make any sense. You're just putting a dividing line, and apparently Bama is coasting right above that line 24-7. Phew. They are in the perfect black hole of deserving and toughness to get themselves into the playoffs. I'm sorry if you're a Bama fan. I don't mean it badly, but I think it's becoming increasingly objectively clear. There is a heavy bias towards Alabama in the bracket. There has to be. This doesn't make any sense. They got smeared by Oklahoma. It doesn't make any sense. Two losses to 6-5 teams?
Are you telling me this does not make any sense?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Golly, I thought I didn't make that clear enough. Thank you. My gosh. That is sickening.
Okay. I'll throw some cold water.
I was about to say, stop. Come on, stop me now. Hold me back now. Gosh, take it. Take over.
So that was pretty good, man. You kind of summed that right up.
You know, I typically do my podcast. It's called the College Try Podcast.
Yeah, why don't you promote that?
Yeah, you know, shameless plug here.
Go ahead.
It's called the College Try Podcast with me, of course, Austin Price. Hey, everybody. Nice to meet you.
Right.
On ESPN Pensacola. You can find it on our local podcast page at ESPNPensacola.com. But the thing is, typically do that on Wednesdays, the day after the release of the rankings. But honestly, I may do it tonight, just impromptu.
Very bold.
Yeah.
Yeah, bold.
Forget it. We'll do it live.
Our sister station, ESPN, Pensacola, tonight, right now, FSU basketball.
Yes.
6:30, they're doing pregame as we speak. Is it a 7:30 pregame? I think it's a 7:30
pregame,
8 o'clock tip-off. There you go. Yeah. Get that straight. Sometimes they're playing this. They're playing against LSU tonight.
They are.
It's explain this one, the ACC versus
SEC
Challenge.
Championships. Yes.
So they're playing this at the PMAC. If you don't know that, it's the Pete Maravich Center on campus at Baton Rouge.
Yes.
So there you go. They're doing the games, and LSU's favored by 4?
4.5, last I saw. And, both one-loss teams. So it should be hopefully an interesting game. I know Florida State basketball has kind of struggled a little bit as of late, not as knowledgeable with LSU's, but they're both off to booming starts right now.
I will tell you, I'm a basketball fan. I do like basketball.
That's fortuitous, yeah, considering it's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd chime in there and let you know that I would like to hear that game.
Well,
when I get off, I'm going to.
Yeah. It's almost like we got ESPN Pensacola or something.
Okay. While we're discussing college sports here, the Argos are the 2024 Division II Women's Soccer South Region champs. After defeating Montevallo Sunday afternoon 3-2 UWF, a good team this year, they are among the 8 teams remaining in the NC2A tournament. UWF will travel to Columbus, Georgia to face Southeast Region number 1 seed Columbus State. And let me tell you, they're a good team. Mm. Very, very good team.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this real quick because we mentioned this in the 4 o'clock hour. Houston Texans linebacker Shazeez Al-Shaair being suspended for 3 games after his vicious hit that injured Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He dove into a sliding Lawrence in a hit that knocked a QB out of Sunday's game, and of course it led to a brawl on the field. Not the first time we've seen that. Lawrence was injured and remains in concussion protocol. Al-Shaair, who apologized for the hit yesterday, will reportedly appeal the suspension. My favorite part of that clip was after he delivered that visibly dirty hit, he looks up, he sees the flag on the field, and he puts up his hands like, what did I do? What are you mad at me for? And it's like, what do you think, stupid? You've played football before.
Showboat. So doing the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I think the stars are starting to align a little bit here. We're learning a little bit more about President-elect Trump's kind of direction, and what he's assigning the incoming board czar, Tom Homan, of course, and what they're going to do to crack down on illegal migrants with criminal records. And there it is. They're going to first start targeting the migrants with the defined criminal records. Saw the number, almost 60,000. Go ahead. 60,000 of the illegal immigrants in the U.S. have serious criminal backgrounds. 60,000 people they dumped on our streets. So anyway, Alexis McAdams has more on this story.
The new border czar says he is going to come to New York, Chicago, you name it, to remove these migrants specifically who have committed crimes, telling leaders in these cities to help or get out of the way. How many migrants with criminal histories are we talking about that are on the streets of the Big Apple right now is the question. Well, ICE tells me it's more than 58,000 who have felony records or just pending criminal charges who are walking around. The NYPD has been investigating numerous criminal cases. Thousands of migrants have been staying in New York City for free, going around the Big Apple to hotels. New York City officials are telling me they need more resources, and they need them fast because it could take a lifetime to get rid of these migrants who have a criminal history.
Well, they destroyed the Roosevelt Hotel up there. I can tell you that 1,000 rooms they have at the Roosevelt, 1,000 rooms are destroyed. By the way, I didn't know this, but I discovered it this afternoon. The Roosevelt Hotel in NYC is actually owned by Pakistani International Airlines.
Really?
Yeah. And so as I mentioned to you, I said close to 60,000 people. That is just in New York City alone, of the criminals. Can you imagine walking the streets of New York City with 60,000 people with criminal records walking there with you? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Okay, many are sounding off after President Biden issued a pardon for his son, Hunter. Boy, this is a... Don't want to go down this rabbit hole, despite saying that he wouldn't pardon him numerous occasions. They've got him on videotape. They got him on recorded making speeches.
Karine Jean-Pierre said multiple times, we'll do it.
They've got him, and she says he didn't tell a lie. Let me tell you, they need to go back to school. They need to go back to ethics school and understand what a lie and what a lie is not. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more on this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
About 8 hours after my Fox show went off the air on Sunday, President Biden said he was issuing a full sweeping pardon to his son, Hunter Biden. That makes him a liar. He told reporters again and again and again he would not pardon his son. He would not commute the sentence. And yet, here he is, sounding very much like Donald Trump, in saying that this was a selective prosecution and it was unfair and undermining his own Justice Department. And that's why Trump criticized it as an abuse of justice. And there's no getting around the fact that he may have set in motion Donald Trump, who, by the way, named Kash Patel to run the FBI, very controversial figure, may have set in motion more retribution, more cycles of it. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
See where Biden left the country right after he made that announcement.
Yeah, went to Africa.
Got on the plane and went to Angola, not Louisiana, but Angola, West Africa.
Wow. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Going on vacation.
Don't have to face the press.
All right. A little bit past 6:45 here.
He's got to come home sometime.
Yeah, he can't hide forever, Joe.
He's got to come home sometime.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups on Highway 29. This is if you are traveling northbound, coming from the Brent Lane area, right at the split with Palafox Street. So be on the lookout for that. But it's nothing too severe at this time. Also have some issues on Palafox Street itself if you are traveling northbound coming from Cervantes. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 39 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a bit warmer, quote unquote, high of 64, low of 56.
Well, now that chilly weather has moved into the area, you heard Austin giving you the numbers there. Scambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice safe space heater activity this season and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fire deaths, and space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Need a free smoke detector and you live in Escambia County? Here's a number to call. Very easy, 850, that's your area code, 595-HERO, H-E-R-O.
All right.
Get yourself a free space heater. Smoke detector.
And here are your stock numbers for you. Wall Street closing mixed ahead of fresh economic data. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 76 points to 44,705. The S&P 500 added 2 points to 60,049. And the Nasdaq rose 77 points to 19,480.
So what is your favorite meal if you had to go to a McDonald's? What would be your favorite sandwich?
Right now, I think it's the same as yours, my friend.
Yeah, it's the McRib.
Yes.
And you're telling me something interesting because you've said you've been eating on this.
Yeah, it's been in town for a little bit.
That's kind of strange because it all is. The pressure, you saw the pressers.
Yeah.
All the pressers saying it's going to be released today, December 3rd.
Right.
Well, it's a fan favorite. It's back at McDonald's for a limited time. Jeff Manosco has the story.
It's the McRib, which McDonald's calls more than just a sandwich, but part of a culture that returns to U.S. restaurants today for a limited run. McDonald's famed pork sandwich, also known to boost sales for the fast food giant and company stocks. When McDonald's announced the return of the McRib, it also introduced a whole lot of McRib sauce in half-gallon jugs for sale online for $19.99. The sauce quickly sold out, with proceeds going to Ronald McDonald House charities. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
You see, there's that secondary market there. Hamburger's the primary. Secondary, sell the darn sauce.
Right.
Smart.
Well, going back to what we were saying before, Jeff chimed in there. Yeah, no, I've had a few McRibs already very recently. So either the panhandle's getting special treatment that is not being reported, or I've been eating something that looks a lot like a McRib but isn't one.
So you're rubbing it in. I know that.
Yeah, I got that early
but
access.
But I have put it on my list to stop to stop at the Golden Arches, and because that is one of my favorite sandwiches.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Why do they stop selling the darn thing if it's a profit maker for them?
I think, honestly, it may just be kind of like to keep a revived interest. You know, you got those seasonal ramp ups. Yeah. I think that honestly might be what it is.
You got those shareholders saying keep the numbers up for your stock numbers.
Yeah, quick, bring the McRib back.
Sell those friggin' McRibs, man.
We're having a slow 2 months.
Okay, it's going to be cold. Bottom line, yeah, you need to break out maybe the electric blanket tonight.
Yes.
Dub thermals, you know the don't leave the fireplace on tonight.
No.
Whatever you do. Do not do that. Freezing weather is on us, and they've opened up the cold weather shelter over at Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton. It is open tonight due to the weather, and people staying overnight must arrive right now between 6:30 and 8:30, unless brought in by a member of law enforcement. You don't want that to happen. Only service animals with up to date rabies vaccinations may be allowed to stay at that shelter. Again, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton doing another great thing. Those people are special. They really are. They
for
step
sure.
it up every single time it gets cold around here. So my big hee-haw salute goes out to Ferris Hill Baptist Church tonight.
All righty, 6:51. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got the sales of one particular book spiking. And don't worry, even if you're not much of a reader, I'm sure you've heard of this one. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, old Elton John.
Yep.
Cranking it up here this afternoon.
Very underrated Christmas song.
Great song. Just absolutely great. You've been pretty darn stellar today in your music selection.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice. Not sure about where this story's going, but I want to throw it out there for you for your perusal, if you don't mind. You now have a chance to join a real-life treasure hunt. For more on this, here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
An entrepreneur says he's hidden five treasure chests worth more than $2 million across the country. According to John Collins Black, his loot ranges from gold doubloons to a single Bitcoin, rare Pokemon cards, and even jewelry, like a piece once owned by Jackie Kennedy. He says only he knows where the treasure's hidden, but that clues hidden in his book, There's Treasure Inside, will lead to the chests, which he promises are not in dangerous or remote locations, buried or on private property, and are within 3 miles of a public road. Collins Black says he started planning the hunt during the COVID lockdowns because he lives for adventure and hopes to ignite that same sense of wonder and curiosity in others. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
That fella could be running into some problems there.
Really?
That's a lottery, what he's doing. If you have to purchase something to win something, you're doing a lottery.
Yes.
He said you have to purchase the book to get the clues.
I don't know.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah, we'll
but
see.
But that's true, though. That's absolutely true. When he said that, I went, wait a minute.
Yeah, we'll see how the legal realm handles it. That's their bread and butter.
I'm sure they'll come around with it.
All righty, one last quick check of the roads and weather in store here for you. Let's see, Palafox Street traveling northbound coming from Cervantes. Still got some minor backups there. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we are currently sitting at 46 degrees. It's going to be a low of 39 tonight, but clear evening. Tomorrow, another sunny, mostly clear day throughout a good portion of it. High of 64, low of 56. But late Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday morning, we do have about a 40% chance of rainfall that will ramp up come the beginning of your Thursday.
657 News Radio 92.3. We had Kevin King in last week from ADX Communications.
He's
a big dog here. He's the operations manager of all of our stations. And he was up for the CMAs when Cat Country 98.7 won the Station of the Year award. That was a couple of weeks ago up in Nashville. But he was also giving us a heads up about the big impacting CMA Christmas special that's on the way. And a lot of great artists here. So we just kind of package this and frame it as Christmas Goes Country on ABC.
You better watch out. Trisha Yearwood and Amy Grant host this year's CMA Country Christmas, airing at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. The holiday concert special has an all-star cast.
Everyone's invited, both naughty and nice.
And features an array of artists across genres, including John Party, Brittany Spencer, For King and Country, CeCe Winans, Cody Johnson, Ashley McBride, and more. The special filmed in Nashville in front of a live audience will feature gospel and Christian songs as well as Christmas classics. The event will be available to stream the next day on Hulu and Disney+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I love that country stuff.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And, I mentioned this before the break. All right. So I was talking about a book sale or book sales spiking. Well, it is a pretty recognizable book, I'd say. The Bible. Sales of it are spiking.
Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah, kind of popular from
sure.
What I hear.
I heard it's popular.
Jason King, who heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University, attributes the surge to a sense of uneasiness. The public, he says, is looking for stability, but also, at least some of this, he says, is being driven by a recent popularity in Christian influencers on social media.
Okay, put on your running shoes. Just slap them on and head out to the airport. What the heck are you talking? Hey, it's this Saturday. They've done it for 12 years. This is no surprise if you're familiar with what's going on in the running community. It is the annual USO Runway 5K Saturday. Participants will run or walk along the runways and taxiways at Pensacola International Airport. All proceeds go to the USO Northwest Florida, whose mission, of course, is to strengthen the well-being of the people serving in America's military and their families. Looking at the weather, 0% chance of rain for Saturday. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good odds.
No, that's not too bad.
I have done that event many times where it has been cold, it has been foggy, it has been rainy, it has been everything but nice.
Right, well.
It's going to be nice.
All right, good
to
know.
So take advantage of it. You want some more information, go to the website. You can sign up on the website here. Visit runway5k.com. Don't forget, Saturday morning. I think it gets off at 10 a.m. or so.
All right. And the creator of a movie that pushed a conspiracy theory that the 2020 election was stolen now says some of the film's assertions are flawed. Dinesh D'Souza is the creator of 2000 Mules. It's a movie which claimed ballot drop boxes were being stuffed with ballots. One man in the film, Mark Andrews, was shown putting his ballot in a box as the film accused him of committing a crime. Andrews claimed the film damaged his rep and led to threats of violence against him and his family. Now, D'Souza is apologizing, saying the footage provided was used in the film on the basis of inaccurate information.
Okay, mortgage numbers, your 30-year fix, 6.9. 1% 15-year fixed-rate mortgage sitting around 6.12%. Have a great night, everybody.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.